Chief Content Officer, Steve Meyer, joins us. Steve, so much thanks for taking the time today. And this has been something that obviously will be new for everyone. There's 12 new cameras. It's kind of been like training camp a little bit these past 3 days, including tonight, to get everything ready. And my understanding is I've been told that what we see yesterday and Tuesday and tonight is really only a snippet of what hockey fans are going to see on Saturday. Can you tease us on kind of some of the new things that are coming for Saturday's broadcast?
Well, hey guys, and thanks for having me. Yeah, sure. Listen, you're right. It's exhibition season for us as well for these six games. You know, we're from a broadcasting standpoint, from a game presentation standpoint, from what you're looking at, this new look, these are all games to sort of tweak a little bit and, you know, sort of understand, you know, what we can do. And obviously this is a whole new world. And, you know, we're super excited about what we're going to be debuting and showing from Saturday all the way through the Stanley Cup Final. A lot of great stuff. This is obviously, you know, so interesting with no fans, but, you know, I do believe that we've got some really cool things in store. But what you're seeing is, you know, probably 5%, 10% of what you're going to start to see Saturday.
Steve, you know, how much of the stuff that we're going to see have you had ideas or your group had ideas for before, but it was just, you know, it wasn't practical to make it, to roll it out with fans or with the busy season, but now you kind of have carte blanche to do it. Was there a lot of ideas you're finally going to get a chance to roll out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do think that based on the fact that we just don't have fans, a lot of the ideas, a lot of the things that we're doing are solely because of that. You know, we always want to sort of entertain visually, you know, in our arenas. And in many ways we do, of course, based on, you know, having fan participation, you know, having the ice and doing things that, you know, we've actually quite well known for, you know, the Vegas openings and other areas of game presentation and even coverage. But now, you know, with no fans, the ability to just put cameras where you want to put them because you're not going to block a fan, to be able to put 30-foot high LED boards in, you know, where fans would normally have been, to be able to put seat covers over seats, to take seats essentially out of play visually, to be able to put the amount of lighting that we've put in these buildings. All of that is solely based on the fact of this new world that we're living in. And you know, we embraced the fact early that there are no fans. The fans are all watching at home, and we got to give them, you know, a show on television. We got to give them, you know, something that they're going to think is looks cool, feels cool, is informational, entertaining. And so that was the philosophy. So a lot of what we're doing is based on this time. Although I do think if things are cool, they work, everybody really likes it, you know, some of the things that we'll do, we'll keep when we come back with fans. So, you know, a lot of really interesting pieces to all of this. And, you know, we are excited to get going. You know, that was the biggest piece of this, you know, establishing these bubbles and trying to make this as safe as possible. You know, that's the number one piece to finish what we start. And so far, so good.
Steve Meyer joins us, the Chief Content Officer for the National Hockey League. And Steve, I guess the one challenge is, like, I look at the Jitty Cam, and it's fantastic, right? But when fans are back in the building, where it's currently situated, you know, because where I'm sitting, just I watch the game, and I'm like, well, that actually impedes my vision to watch the replay. So I'm sure when you put in new things, you're like, yeah, but can we keep these? Because what if it looks awesome on TV, but then we have to take it away when we bring fans back? How did you balance that in saying, okay, what can we bring in? Or is that just say, hey, we're going to bring this in knowing we might not be able to keep it for the future?
So, you know, I think for right now, we're thinking about what we're doing right now. And you're right. I mean, the Jitticam, the trust where it is now, would clearly block a good group of people. But, you know, listen, if it worked, could we find alternative spaces for it? I think, sure. And, you know, we've used the Jitticam, for example, in our All-Star games. But, you know, that is absolutely a piece of this. It's kind of nice when you're putting together a presentation like this where you don't have to worry about who it's going to block. But it is a consideration when we come back. And if we really like it, again, you know, how do we maneuver around certain things that we never really thought about before because we just never had that opportunity to do so. And the Jitticam is one example. I mean, that truss is right in the middle. If there were fans in the stands, we'd get quite a few complaints. Let me tell you, quite a few. And again, you know, we're experimenting sort of right now on where it should be positioned. The other beauty of it is it's on a truss. It's on these long sort of poles from the ceiling. We can adjust it and make it lower, higher. We are going to make this thing look great, and we can adjust as we go along as well in this new environment so that, you know, what we start with, we can just keep on and getting better and better with every single game. So when we get to the Stanley Cup final, you know, we've got the best telecast we could possibly have.
How much input did you get from the NHLPA as far as maybe opening up their willingness to be available for different kinds of, you know, interviews or, you know, interaction with the fans or maybe in the arena there? Was there any conversation like that from NHLPA and yourselves?
Yeah, listen, the cooperation, you know, on all of this, and, you know, my other hat is I run our events department, and, you know, essentially this whole bubble is under our events team and my team, and from day one, you know, our cooperation and our constant conversation and communication with the NHLPA has been awesome. There's been so much input from the players and how we established this bubble, how we set it up, what were the activities they wanted, what were the foods they wanted, you know, what were the things that would make them, you know, quite interested. You know, we've been really, you know, very open about how much content we could develop out of here and how we need the players to participate in that. And they've been unbelievable. And, you know, it was a small player group, but I think a player group that represented, you know, a lot of teams and a lot of constituents. And, you know, they were very, very candid about, you know, what they liked, what they didn't. And that was quite helpful. And when it comes to sort of the interviews and the participation, you know, they've been really open and willing. And let's face it, we're about to begin the Stanley Cup playoffs. I do think starting Saturday, you know, the focus will be a little bit different than this last week in the exhibition play. But I think that, you know, this is interesting. We're all in this together. We're all living in a bubble, and it's unique. And it's, you know, let's pray it's once in a lifetime. But, you know, because it's once in a lifetime, you know, it's really, you know, up to all of us to document it, to show it in a really unique way. Because, you know, 30 years from now, I think, you know, people are going to look back at this and go, what? Really? And, you know, from everything from the way it looks to how we were presenting it, it's really meaningful. And I think we all are understanding it, especially those that are here in the bubble.
Steve Mayer joins us. He is the chief content officer for the National Hockey League. Steve, so as fans sit down on Saturday, and the Edmonton-Chicago broadcast is the first national one in both the States and in Canada, so you're going to have everybody in North America who are hockey fans watching that game or have the ability to watch that game. Are there anything specific, like the Jitticam? I saw the new camera angles. I love it, right, from how it can show, especially on the power play, how people set up. Is there things fans should be looking for so they don't miss? Any tips on viewers to be prepared for certain camera angles and how things are going to look different from a normal broadcast?
Yeah, listen, I think that, you know, I don't know if there's something in particular to look for, but I do think, you know, as a fan, you're not going to miss anything. I mean, the camera angles, the low angles, the replays, super slow-mo. I mean, there's some really cool looks. And I think our fans have grown over the years to sort of appreciate just the camera work and the ability that we've had to really get inside the game. But I do think, you know, what we're adding with this whole screen environment, you know, this isn't, and I hate to use the word, but it's true. It's a made-for-television event. I mean, we don't have fans here. So we've essentially built a set, you know, we like a television show. We've built this environment that's going to come to life starting Saturday in a really unique way. And, you know, in every screen, we're going to highlight players. We're going to highlight highlights, the history of the game, the statistics of the game. And visually, I think, you know, you're going to see things that you have never seen and probably will never see again when we're looking at, you know, hockey in a filled arena. So I think that's what's going to make this really different and unique. That's been actually a lot of the comments that we've heard even this week about how different the environment looks. And obviously, and we expected it, people are comparing what we're doing to other sports. And everybody's looking at it differently, and I'm not saying one's right or wrong, but I am encouraged by the comments that we've heard this week about the look, and I think that's probably where it's going to feel the most different. Now, that being said, I also, you know, will tell our fans that when that puck is dropped and we're playing hockey, it's all about the hockey, and it will continue to be about that because that's what, you know, our fans love, and it is the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, we're starting with a bang. I mean, we didn't mess around, and I think that that's another thing that our fans are going to notice, the intensity right from the start.
Oh, yeah. It's a five-gamer. If you lose game one in a five-game series historically, you've got about a 12% chance to win the series. It's a huge weekend for all those eight series. I'm sure, Steve, you and everybody producing these games is pumped to see how it unfolds. And I know fans and everybody, media, everybody's intrigued to see what's in store and how it looks. And one quick last one for you, Steve. Is it safe to say that, you know, you're kind of expecting just things to get smoother as you go? Because it's really only been 3 days with 12 new cameras. Like, that's a lot of new cameras to mix into the game and try to make it look normal.
Yeah, I think, listen, we're all used to what's been going on. I mean, we had 2 weeks to put together a bubble. We've had 3 days to put together the game coverage. I mean, this is a new world. We're so focused. We're not sleeping at night, but we're ready, you know, and we've been, you know, pulling off, I guess, one thing after the other. And I think we're all kind of pleasantly surprised at the way it's turning out. And, you know, we're ready for, you know, the first of the games and the coverage. And again, you know, the experience of the event team, the broadcasting team, I mean, these are the best in the business. They're so good at what they do. Everybody is also super psyched that everybody's sort of back to work. And, you know, I really think that, you know, we're just thrilled that hockey is back. The NHL is back. And, you know, again, most importantly, we want to finish what we start on Saturday. We want to get through this all healthy, all safe, and get to the other side. But, yeah, it's going to be fun, interesting, and we just hope the fans love it. I mean, we do. I mean, that's the key. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of hockey. I heard you guys say right before I got on about, hey, it's Christmas Day on Saturday, and it is. I mean, five games on Saturday, five games Sunday. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. And, you know, get ready because it's going to be fun the next month or so. I mean, it's going to be nonstop NHL.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great. Steve, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.